Welcome to the Inkless Tales podcast. It's March 2008, and I'm Elizabeth Bushy. This is from Inkless Tales at www.inklesstales.com, the website for children featuring stories, poems, games, math, music, and more. Today we have a story about a kite and a kite flyer. Hope you like it. It was a Saturday, which would have been a good thing, except that the rain was pouring down in thick ropes, hitting Jordan's widow with a loud clatter. There would be no kite flying for him today, he thought unhappily to himself. So he climbed out of bed and picked up the beautiful kite he had built. He ran his small brown hand over the deep, rich colors of the fabric, red, purple, and gold stripes. He fingered the dazzling blue tail of the kite and counted the knots he had tied himself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He held the roll of kite string in his other hand and sighed. His father knocked on the bedroom door and found him bent over his kite. Too bad about the weather, kiddo. I hate spring, Jordan said. March comes in like a lion, Jordan's father said, and goes out like a lamb. What's that supposed to mean? Jordan said. Jordan's father came in and sat on his bed. It means that most of the time, in the beginning of the month of March, the weather can be harsh. But then, toward the end, the weather gets more mild. Easier to fly a kite then. Jordan frowned. You mean I have to wait a whole month to fly my kite? Maybe, maybe not. We'll just have to see and be patient, Jordan's dad said. Jordan did not like the idea of being patient. I'm bored, Jordan said, wandering into his sister's room, where she was playing with her dollhouse. So go play a game or something, said his sister. I want to fly my kite, Jordan said. Well, you can't, so go find something else to do, she said, as she moved around the little family in the little rooms of the house on the floor of her room. Jordan peeked inside the windows at the perfect little kitchen chairs, the perfect little bedroom set, the perfect little baby high chair. His sister's imagination was creating a perfect little family for herself. He picked up the baby boy. His sister snatched it back. Go play a game or something, she said. Jordan left. I'm bored, he said to his mother, who was blow-drying her hair in the bathroom. There's plenty to do in the house, his mother said. You can read, play a game. I want to fly my kite, Jordan said. Well, you can't fly your big old kite in the house, said his mother. You'll have to find something else you can do inside on a rainy day. Jordan sighed. He went downstairs and found his little brother at the dining room table. Spread out in front of him were dozens of pieces of construction paper, glue, tape, scissors, crayons, and the like. I'm bored, Jordan said to his little brother. Why don't you do something then, said his little brother. I want to fly my kite, Jordan said. Why don't you then? Jordan's little brother said. I can't fly a big kite inside, Jordan said. Oh, his little brother said. That's too bad. Jordan's little brother colored hard with his crayons. Too bad your kite is so big then. It was then that Jordan stood behind his little brother's chair and got a great big idea. Hey, Jordan said. Can I borrow some of your stuff? Jordan's little brother was thrilled that Jordan would sit down and work with him, so he said yes. Jordan sat at the dining room table and began to draw and cut and glue. Jordan's mother and father passed through the dining room. They were happy to see that Jordan had finally found something to do. At last, Jordan came up to his mother. Mom, may I borrow your blow dryer? His mother was very surprised. My what? Your blow dryer. May I use it for a little while? I will be very careful with it. His mother was confused, but since Jordan was a very good boy, she said yes. Jordan took his creation from the dining room and the blow dryer to his room. After a few minutes, he called his family. Would anyone like to see me fly a kite? Jordan said. How can you fly a kite inside? Said Jordan's little sister. It's raining out, said Jordan's father. Your kite is so big, though, said Jordan's little brother. I hope you're being careful with my blow dryer, warned Jordan's mother. Just come look, said Jordan. His family gathered at the door of Jordan's room. Inside, Jordan had set up an amazing sight. In the same way his little sister's dollhouse was a tiny version of a big house, Jordan had created a tiny kite out of construction paper that was the same as his big kite. A little kite with the same purple, red, and gold stripes and dazzling blue tail as the big kite that lay propped against his wall waiting for the March weather to grow calm. Jordan had tied a little string to the tiny kite and fastened it to the back of a chair. He used the blow dryer to make wind. Watch now, Jordan said, and he turned on the blow dryer. His little kite flew and flew in the miniature breeze he made, right there in his room. His family burst into applause. They clapped and clapped. You did it, Jordan, his little brother cried out loud. I'm impressed, his father said. You figured out a way to fly a kite inside, Jordan. Jordan just beamed and thought to himself, where there's a will, there's a way. The end.
I've got one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. Got one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. I got two clever hands to color and clap. I got one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. I got two stomping feet to dance and tap. I got two clever hands to color and clap. Got one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. I have a smiling mouth to sing and talk. I got two stomping feet to dance and tap. Got two clever hands to color and clap. I got one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. I have two strong legs to run and walk. I have a smiling mouth to sing and talk. I got two stomping feet to dance and tap. Got two clever hands to color and clap. I have a one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. I have two strong legs to run and walk. I have a smiling mouth to sing and talk. I have two stomping feet to dance and tap. I have two clever hands to color and clap. I have one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. I have two good ears so I can hear. I have two strong legs to run and walk. I have a smiling mouth to sing and talk. I have two stomping feet to dance and tap. I have two clever hands to color and clap. I have one fine head, and then with my one fine head I can do anything. I have two long arms to hold you dear. I have two good ears so I can hear. I have two strong legs to run and walk. I have a smiling mouth to sing and talk. I have two stomping feet to dance and tap. I have two clever hands to color and clap. I have one fine head, and with my one fine head I can do anything. I got a body full of beautiful parts, from my toes up to my big old heart, and so do you. You can do anything too. Anything you want to do, just watch me now, I'll show you how. You have two long arms to hold you dear. You have two good ears so you can hear. You have two strong legs to run and walk. You have a smiling mouth to sing and talk. You have two stomping feet to dance and tap. You have two clever hands to color and clap. You have one fine head, and with your one fine head you can do anything. You have one fine head, and with your one fine head you can do anything.
That's the Inklist podcast for March 2008. Remember, just like Jordan, you can do anything you set your mind to. Just don't give up. Keep trying, and you can do it. Visit us at www.inklisttales.com for more fun, more projects, more stories, games, and just about anything you might want to do. Have fun. Don't give up. You can do it. I'm Elizabeth Bushy. Have a great March.